32. Elder. Across from us, the man and woman on the bench are using the rain as an excuse to remove their clothing. The man rips the woman's shirt off, and she arches her back, pushing up against him.
That's disgusting, Amy says.
I don't want to talk about the season, though, even if the couple has given me some ideas. I want to know if her hatred for Eldis is limited to the man, not the title. He's not all bad, I say. Eldis is actually quite a good leader. I take a step closer to her. I mean, I know he can be forceful, but he's really kept everyone on board working together and happy. Amy snorts. So, are you going to hate people because they're different too? I would never hate you. It is her differences, her red hair, her Sol Earth background, the way she doesn't blindly follow Eldest. These are the things I like best about her. The rain is pouring now, but neither one of us cares. Amy looks at me expectantly, as if she's waiting for me to prove to her I'm not Eldest. Instead, I reach around and pull out the paintbrushes holding up her hair in a knot. A flash of red as her hair cascades down, then the rain drenches her heavy locks, darkening them so much that her hair almost looks brown like mine. Almost. I reach up and tug one orange gold strand behind her ear. She flinches as my fingertips brush her skin. Eldest is a great leader, I insist, my voice soft. But, I say before Amy can protest, we disagree on the issue of differences. I happen to like differences. Quite a lot. I swallow hard. My mouth feels too wet. My throat too dry. And then, I'm not sure how it happens, but she takes a step closer, and I take a step closer, and then we're both just entirely too close. And there is nothing between us but rain. Then there is nothing between us at all. My lips melt into hers. A drop of rainwater slips around the edge of my mouth, and then her lips part, and so do mine. The raindrop falls on my tongue, and then it's lost on hers. My body is drenched. I should be cold, but the warmth of her fills me. My arms snake around her body, pulling her hard against me. I want to crush her into me. I never want this to end. And then, she's pulling away. She's stepping back. Her fingers are on her swollen lips. Her eyes are wide and sparkling. Raindrops drip down her cheeks, but it's not rain. And for the first time, I taste salt on my tongue.
It's always in the rain, she murmurs. With Jason, too.
And whoever this Jason is, I want to kill him.
I'm sorry, she says, taking another step back. I never meant to.
And no, it's not supposed to be like this. I shouldn't have kissed her. She has too much else in her mind and heart to bother adding me. I'm sorry, I say. I reach for her, but she pulls back, and then she's gone. Water pours from the metal ceiling overhead. In my hand, forgotten until they were all I had left, are the paintbrushes Amy had used to keep her hair in place. Harley's paintbrushes. I snap them in half and toss them into the pond.